Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com and Odyssey Station.
Right now, we're looking at, you know, all the guys. I know Nate has been out right now, so that was more of a injury thing than a competition thing right there. Yeah, Nate's still there. Yes.
That was Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron in late July. So more, what was that, about 2 weeks ago maybe? Did talking about Nate Davis, the conundrum, the enigma that Nate Davis has been since he was a free agent signee away from the Tennessee Titans.
The Davis conundrum.
So Brad Biggs tweeted this just a few minutes ago. Oh, we have the sound.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to play Flusie in a little bit.
Well, why don't we play some of what he said right here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly you have to look at all those things. You know, if a person's out for an extended period of time, you know, and a player that's in that position is playing very well at a starter level, you know, and doing a good job there, then you create the competition. Then you say, hey, there's a competition. You know, people say, well, you can't lose the job because of injury. I don't think that's true. I think that if the guy that's playing there, you know, gives our team a good look and a good benefit for him being in that position, then it's a competition or the other guy could take it over. But that's not just that guard. That's at all positions.
All right, then. I love that he said, people say you can't lose a job because of injury. I don't think that's true. It's not. We know it's not true. That's Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, it's happened to enough players that you know it's not true. What I like about this is you've said it to the player probably, and now you're saying it to the public. I like that this has risen to the level of concern with the people at Halas Hall, because it should. There was a big investment, and beyond the financial investment, you have a bigger financial investment now because of who your quarterback is. You want everything to be as competent as possible for Caleb Williams to start his career. And they need people that they can depend on. I like that this has been public and a little loud by them. Like a little loud of like, hey, you could lose your job.
Yeah, that's a needle mover there. That is. That for Eberflus to do something other than a stalling tactic or a blandishment, he didn't have to give you that, and he was ready to do it today.
That's right. And he is he's definitely justified in discussing this. And what it also lets me know is the things that people have said to me about Nate Davis, friends of mine who cover the Titans, have said about Nate Davis is you're gonna wonder if he's a 100%er, if he's a guy that only feels like he can play when he's 100%. And that has been the experience thus far, is a guy that's clearly got talent, but you want to make sure that they're bought in on the idea of not just playing, but everything it takes to get prepared to play.
And Eberflus also has made it clear that any decision on Caleb Williams' playing time will be affected by the people available to be in front of him this week.
Yes, as it should be.
So the last thing you want is to already be behind what you had planned. And I'm not saying that they're going to tell us, look, we wanted him to get 6 snaps in this game and 8 snaps in this game. But if you start doing the math by what they have said, if in fact the lack of trustworthy protection means you're in any way off schedule with your best plans, and you're already like, well, we got to go to our next idea here, and we got to try to do this in practice because we're not going to be able to do this in games. That's already not great.
And the impact goes beyond guard. Here's the way that it can impact Caleb. If Nate Davis isn't available, then you've got a choice to make on who's playing guard. And your choice of who's going to play guard has to do with who's playing center. Because your best guard might be the guy that's already playing center. And if now you're asking Caleb, hey man, you got to get ready with a different center, that it puts you behind.
So figure it out early.
Yes.
You may want to tell Nate Davis, you figure out when you play, but you're a two. As of right now, that just you're a two.
Because there's other things here.
We got to get on with it.
This guy's development is the most important thing for this franchise.
That was the Nick Saban stuff we played earlier that you're going to hear on Hard Knocks tonight.
And if you're Matt Eberflus, it's the thing that keeps you employed. So I want to do, if I'm him, I want to do everything that I can to make sure that Caleb has everything that he needs to succeed. And what I can't handle is someone where I don't know if they're going to be available. And the domino effect of that, of not knowing, that they might look at it and say, if we decide to put Bates at guard, it's a negligible change at guard.
But maybe not so much at center.
Correct. And that's everything that they have to take into account. And you can't, if this were an all-pro guard, you wait. And their job probably isn't threatened at this point. What's Nate Davis, a 7-year vet at this point? Mm-hmm.
But if it's Tristan Wirfs, you're dealing with it differently.
Yeah. And I hope.
It's a guard, right?
I think so. I hope the message gets through loud and clear.